Firefighters, paramedics, law enforcement responded to that location and did in fact find a downed F-16 aircraft that's assigned to Joint Base Andrews. At this time, we don't have the information if that plane was inbound, outbound. We do understand there was some trouble with the aircraft prior to that crash. The pilot, an adult male, successfully parachuted out of the craft and was picked up by a military helicopter, transported to an area hospital where he's reported to be in good condition, going through some evaluation and treatment of minor injuries. A large contingent of firefighters responded to the scene. We evacuated homes in the immediate area of the crash site. The crash site is a wooded area about 200 yards away from any structure. There were no damage to any homes or structures in the area and no reported injuries of anybody on the ground. As a precaution, we evacuated some homes in the nearby area, and those evacuated were sent to the Clinton Grove Elementary School on Temple Hills Road. We did call for a second alarm with the firefighters to assist us with that evacuation, and as you can probably see, also a large contingent of Prince George's County Police on the scene to help us in whatever needed to be done. I'd now like to call, before we take any questions, Fire Chief Barksdale for his perspective on the operational aspect of this incident.
So when the units did arrive, they did find parts of the plane that were burning, and wood area behind the homes was on fire as well. It was a joint response from Prince George's County Fire and Andrews. They had their crash fire rescue trucks on the way. They did use most of their foam and water to extinguish the fire. We just supplied them with the water to make sure that we would extinguish all the fires in the wooded area. As Mr. Brady said, no homes were affected as far as any fire was concerned. We also are assisting with locating those parts of the plane that have been found before the actual crash itself.